Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Let's get out to a tweet right off the bat.
All right.
What do you say? Joe in Vegas checks in. He says, hey, tell Bill to take the Grinch suit off. You ask and you receive, Joe.
That's abuse. Hey. I love abuse.
Curmudgeon, not Grinch. There's a slight difference there.
So you're saying
you're
all I know is I've never seen Bill and the Grinch in the same place at the same time.
That's a good point.
A moment ago, the Grinch was sitting there. Now you're sitting there. You're
right.
In red. He was in red. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Okay.
That is a little green on your sock, too.
You got a little fuzz.
A little fuzz.
That's a quick change. Fuzz. Nice job. Nice job, Bill Center. Welcome. Thank you for coming down.
Jesse.
Bill is here. He's on Twitter at Padres Central.
But why is he here?
He writes on Padres.com. I want to ask him some questions, some things he's written about recently.
Well, let's put him on the hot seat.
On Padre. We already put the Grinch on the hot seat.
Can we do it twice?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Bill, like the Grinch, maybe he is the Grinch.
Absolutely.
He's on the Cholula hot seat again. Why not? Blooper can put that up there. Strikeouts. This question from Ed came in. I think it's a really good question because you wrote the last couple days about the strikeouts. The Padres set a new team record as a pitching staff.
Right.
For most strikeouts in a season. Ed says, and he addresses it to Jesse and Randy, but he didn't know you were going to be here, so we can't blame him for that. New strikeout record for Padres pitchers. Useless stat. It's sure not reflected in the one lost record. What do you make of that? How do you marry the number of strikeouts the pitchers have had? The fact that you have 200 strikeout pitchers for the first time in Padre history with the win-loss record.
Yeah.
I like the strikeouts, but I'd like to see more outs, just outs without hits. And, hey, listen, Randy, not a great strikeout pitcher, but very effective, right?
Yeah. Hey, if I struck you out, it was your fault.
Right.
I wouldn't
try. I mean, okay, but Randy got outs without having to strike out people, and he got outs without having to throw a lot of pitches. He got outs with maybe 40 pitches through four or five innings. And to me, that is more – that's better pitching than striking out eight or nine and giving up five or six walks.
But I think today's standards, I mean, these strikeouts were big in the old days.
Right.
You know, true.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, big arms, you know, you didn't have a big arm. But I think strikeouts are even more so now that with the radar and speed being all about pitching and 95, 98 and you know, that great stuff. But it seems like the strikeouts are more part of the game now.
Right. Although I don't think strikeouts are as important a stat as, one, ERA, and two, the whip, the walks.
Oh, I agree.
I think the whip is the most important stat.
I think in most part when you're a power pitcher, I mean, you get a lot of strikeouts, it's going to create more opportunities for walks or it's going to create more opportunities to go deeper in the count.
Right.
Your pitch count's going to get up. I mean,
so let me ask you both then. I mean, is the strikeout overemphasized baseball?
I know what I'm going to say. You know, I mean,
couldn't strike out anybody.
Well, yeah, but Andrew Castro, he's out there throwing 33 pitches in the first inning.
Right.
I'd have been in the fifth.
Right.
33
strikeouts to me, it's a stat, it's a record, fine, but it's overemphasized.
Yeah. I mean, they're both arts. Pitching to contact's an art, and it's by design. You know, and have you have a power arm? I mean, Andrew Castro trying to pitch to contact with like a two seamer. I mean, he tries to do it sometimes. And I understand it, keep the pitch count down, go deeper in the game. But it's not quite that easy at 97, 98 miles an hour.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Were you happy if you were into triple digits and pitches in the fifth or sixth inning?
I never was.
You never were? Okay.
I didn't throw 109 innings.
Right.
Most of the
time. So that answers the question. That, I mean, the idea is to get through nine with as few pitches as possible, not to get to 120 pitches through seven innings, but you've got 10 strikeouts.
Right. And I think some guys uniquely, it's getting 0-2 or 1-2.
Right.
And having the ability to put that guy away with a strikeout without throwing six pitches to do it.
Right.
That's really, I think, if you're going to talk about a strikeout pitcher, that's the art of that science.
And I will say one other thing. Walks are up this year, too.
Yes, they are.
The walks are way up. So
there's got to be pitches, a correlation there, right?
There really is.
Yeah. And the pitches per inning are way up, and the number of innings by the starters are way down, so the bullpens work more. We see what's happening with that.
Yeah, no, I think all of that ties together.
Right.
The value of the strikeout, of course, is that when you strike a guy out, nothing else can happen. You know, if you get a fly ball, a run can still score. If you get a ground ball, a run can still score. A defensive miscue can take place. A fielder might not get to something. An infielder might boot a ball. All of those things, they can't happen when you strike out, save for a wild pitch, obviously.
I think in the old school, though, when you got into doing damage control and the power arms, I'm talking about a Seaver, a Nolan Ryan, they get second and third one out. Pretty good chance they were going to punch that guy out. They were going to get the strikeout. They were going to eliminate the opportunity of a fly ball or a ground ball to score a run because they had the power. They had the power arm to do it.
And they would get the strikeout when they needed the strikeout.
That's right. That was the key. Not just trying to strike out everybody, but when they really needed the strikeout, they had that uncanny ability. They would get the strikeout.
Oh, I think we saw that a little bit from Cash last night. There were a couple of tough spots.
Good point.
And you said, hey, a strikeout would be great here. And he's able to pump one by a guy or he gets the nasty slider, whatever it is.
Right.
All right. So I think the strikeout thing is very interesting. The strikeout is very, very valuable. But if it is hurting in other ways when it comes to pitch count and walks and those sorts of things, it's a bigger mathematical discussion that we don't have to tackle right now, but I think it's good food for thought.
I think what's amazing, though, the Padres have been around since 1969.
Right.
And this is the first year we've ever had two pitchers have 200-plus strikeouts.
Right. Yeah. True.
That's incredible.
It is.
And I didn't realize that.
Tyson Ross last night joins James Shields in the 200K club. Ian Kennedy did it last year. Well, it's only happened like 8 times now, right?
Right.
I think 8 total times since 1969 has a pitcher reached 200 strikeouts in an inning.
Hmm.
I mean, in a season.
That's
excuse
incredible.
Me. Another thing I want to talk to Bill about that you wrote about on Padres.com, Yanhervis Solarte. Scratch from the lineup today. That hamstring's still bothering him. He was originally in the starting lineup today. Now he isn't. But he's been really, really good for the Padres this year, and he's turned into an everyday guy that, we always say, hey, we have no idea what April is going to look like in September, but I would be stunned at this point if Solarte is not the starting third baseman on opening day.
He's the front runner right now, and what's amazing is earlier in the season we saw him at second, not so good. We saw him at first, not really very good. Third base seems to be his natural spot.
And he's done well there. He hadn't hurt himself, and like you're talking about it, you know, I definitely think you're going to see him at third base. I think he's deserved it. And what I really like is the energy level I'm seeing right now is the same energy level that I saw in April.
A lot of energy.
How he's playing the game, how hard he plays.
And ever since they put him at third base and they've left him at third base and not moved people around, he's hit over 300 at third base.
Wow.
Says
there
something.
You go.
Yeah, you like a guy having that stability and kind of being settled in. Anyway, some interesting numbers that Bill has thrown out there. You can check them out at Padres.com. Appreciate you stopping by, both in and out of costume, and sharing some holiday and baseball insights with us.
Oh, that's
that's cruel.
Is that going to get even that somewhere there?
All right, that's Bill on the self-imposed Cholula hot
that's
seat.
Beautiful.
Hey, Fiesta in the Park is back tomorrow night. Enjoy the festive pregame party with food and drink specials, mariachi, and dancers and more. Live entertainment includes a DJ and a Selena tribute band. Party starts tomorrow at 4:30 before the game against the Diamondbacks, which is at 7:10. Get your tickets at Padres.com/Fiesta. Padres.com/Fiesta. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll take a look at that starting lineup we were just alluding to. Padres and the Giants coming up. This is Padres Social Hour, presented by United.